Fairness versus justice. Again, I aim to address this weighty competition from an engineer's perspective. And before we discuss further, we note that neither fairness nor justice are inherently good or bad. They're just the moral arguments people make when they have too much time on their hands. We further assume that we subscribe to egalitarianism, the notion that each human should have exactly equal rights. Here's one definition of these two concepts in two sentences by people more learned than I am by far. In evaluating any moral decision, we must ask whether our actions treat each person equally. If not, we must determine whether the difference in treatment is justified. While seemingly trivial, we see that this is infeasible to quantify the equality in an acceptable way. Because we're humans with limited brain capacities, when we make policy and personal decisions that require us to consider fairness, we tend to only take a snapshot of the current state of affairs. We implicitly use a Markov-like decision process, whereas to be truly fair, we must take into account all that has happened in the past. This is infeasible since we forget things. We probably can't agree on how to account for these past events. What we do know is what has happened in the past hasn't been entirely fair. In fact, it has been very unfair. So we come up with a notion of justice to lump these historical unfairness and try to even the playing field in some way. These retributive policies may not be fair, but they are just. To put it in other words, a human is born with innate unfairness ingrained in them. This is partly from historical injustices and partly from their genetic lottery. Further unfairness are put upon them during their lifetime, be it winning a lottery in an extreme case, or losing a job because of economic downturns or a deadly pandemic. Simply, there are many factors we cannot predict or control, so we can only attribute them to forms of luck, be it good or bad. Because these lucks are not consequences of our own actions, it will be justifiable that we be compensated for their impact. To summarize, we use the justice and our fairness argument as rationales to determine our response to the element of luck. The COVID-19 is a good example of bad luck. We collectively, as a society, have suffered hardship that we did not cause. Justifiably, we are monetarily assisted by the government should we be laid off or temporarily furloughed. Is it fair? Not at all. Can we quantify the personal element that led to one person being laid off and the other not? No chance. Conversely, the elites with investments have done surprisingly well over these past 2 years, often seeing their portfolio doubling. Is it fair that they benefit without any recourse? Yes, it is. It would be impossible to quantify their involvement in actually causing COVID-19, but it is safe to say very minimally. Is it justifiable that they get to keep this added wealth? Probably not, but we have no mechanism of taking it away. Using progressive tax as another example, it is a type of taxation in which the tax rate increases as the taxable amount increases. One could argue that this is not fair, or that a more fair type of policy may be to tax everybody an equal percentage. At the other extreme, a notion of justice may be to set the tax rate at one's deviation from the median net worth. So the ones making more than the median will be taxed until they reach the median, and the ones making less will get a tax refund to that exact amount. We need to ensure that the system is overdamped, of course, so there's no oscillation. The intended consequence being to equalize everyone's monetary wealth as per egalitarian ideal. We don't have a definitive answer to the question, how come person A makes more money than person B? Though we can reasonably claim that this is partly due to their inherent advantage and partly due to their abilities and hard work. We can make this claim because we have counterexamples. We hear princes and princesses of wealthy kings and queens who end up in penury. We also know self-made millionaires who legitimately started with absolutely nothing. Note that even in such cases, we cannot quantify the factor of luck placed into their ascent to wealth. We probably agree that this would be unfair and unjust to penalize the ones who made their fortune by working hard with a higher taxation. Conversely, it would be fair and just to tax that luck factor. The progressive tax may be one way of doing that. I just finished reading The Genetic Lottery by Catherine Harding. She basically summarizes a series of papers that show that there's a genetic component to intelligence, just as there are genetic components that dictates one's height, weight, and color, etc. This book caused a great uproar, mostly among the liberal circles, for reasons that I think are mostly self-serving and facetious. She states that no one earns his or her DNA sequence, yet some of us are benefiting enormously from it. We often move gifted kids to advanced classes and devote more resources to accelerate their success. We also agree that at a young age, this giftedness is largely by luck of their DNA. By doing this, we effectively neglect the less gifted students, even though neither groups have done a thing to deserve such treatment. This tactic is neither fair nor just, yet it is something we routinely do. It would be more fair to have all kids receive the same education. It would be more just to devote more resources to the less gifted ones so that they can be at the same playing field. I personally have benefited from being lucky at all stages of my life, starting with being born in a large city to immigrating to Canada, which led to more opportunities. At age 12 and being quite unremarkable, I certainly did not have a hand in applying for the visa. I possess so many innate advantages I can't possibly quantify. What I can do is to be more just in my decisions and in my support of progressive policies.